conference is now in talk mode.
Governor, this is Sidney C. The New York Times just crossed a story that the White House is telling officials they may wind down the coronavirus task force in the coming weeks. The New York Times just crossed a story saying that White House is telling officials they may wind down the coronavirus task force that Dr. Birx leads in the coming weeks. I'm just curious, do you think that would be a problem for the response, or do you think it's the right time to do that?
You know, I think it's worrying. So, look, Dr. Birx has been really great and helpful to us. Having access to Admiral Girard has been helpful. Having access, they've been helpful. So, I don't think that's a good idea. I suppose if they set up a different structure where governors could have constant access and get good advice, that would be fine. But to just pull up the drawbridge and say, mission accomplished, we're good here, absolutely.
So it's fair to see the task force as the main conduit for you and the other governors right now to the federal government on all this?
Well, that's a hard question. It's a component of it. Getting to the members of it is helpful. So as long as we can keep calling Dr. Birx and she answers our calls whenever we need her, as long as we can call Redfield and he answers our calls when we need him, as long as we call the vice president, you know what I mean? We need access.
Yeah.
We need access to Pete Gaynor. We are calling them like every other day. As long as they have access, give us access, then that would be fine. If that is a signal, now that I'm thinking more about it, if we have the access, the governors will be fine. If they are signaling to us that they feel we're out of the woods and they're going, and this is a rationing down of their urgency, that's a signal that I find problematic.
Thank you.
Governor, will that affect, if this task force does wind down, is that going to affect, or how would it affect your plans to reopen the state? That really an important tool for you?
It just means I'll have to work harder. I'm going to make them pay attention to our needs. That you can rest assured of. It'll just make my job a little harder.
Thank you.
Governor, this is Michael Bloor from Motif. You mentioned a one-stop app, and that's come up several times over the last few weeks. You know, we talked about Salesforce getting involved, SurveyMonkey, and so on, and the questions have been raised from a number of parties as to what sort of privacy implications there would be with an app. So how do you see this app? What is it you're contemplating? Is it something that would involve just asking people questions like, do you have symptoms today, or is it more specifically involved in trying to track people by location, or even in trying to correlate contact tracing, whether you've been near somebody who turns out to be infected?
Yeah, so the answer is all of the above over time. So like any software, we'll roll out an initial version, and then over time, you know, in the coming weeks, we'll add more bells and whistles and functions. The vision where we want to get is that on a single app, you could keep yourself up to date and get information, you know, like all the support that I was talking about, as well as information from the Department of Health. There would be a symptom tracker where, you know, if you're sick or in quarantine, you'd interact a few times a day via text and also track your symptoms. There'd be a log for where you've been. And we're thinking of, you know, we're trying to figure out what's the right GPS or Bluetooth technology to do some automatic location tracking of where people have been. What I want to emphasize is that any of this will be totally opt-in. No one's ever going to be forced or forced to do it or penalized if they don't. They'll be given the option to opt in. Everyone will maintain control over their data. And at every point, people will have a choice around what they want to share with the Department of Health. So tomorrow for the presser, I'm going to be talking about contact tracing and I think testing. But to preview it now, just, you know, like next week, there'll be a version one, which will have some of this technology. And then a few weeks after that, there'll be a version two, which will have more robust technology. And you should be able to order all your tests, too. You know, like, all from the same app to go get yourself a test or an appointment.
Governor, I want to follow up on my question about Father Bartel County.
Did travel?
The
no, pastor.
Okay.
We'll come back. Yep. Sorry.
All right. Yeah, can you tell us what you're thinking as we get closer to the reopening of the economy on interstate travel and the quarantine for interstate travelers now? What's your thinking that's directing you on that?
On Thursday, I'm going to make that clear. We're still working through all the details. But I can tell you my thinking, which is I don't expect much to change in phase one. Phase one is a very limited reentry. So if you're working from home now, you'll work from home then. If you are coming here from out of state and quarantining now, you'll probably have to do that then. So there might be a little more flexibility, but not much.
Is that a phase two?
Just to be clear on the read.
Is that likely in phase two, more easing?
Yes, exactly, Patrick.
Governor, I just want to follow up on, so he's the pastor of St. Thomas More near Hanson, Father Marcel Talion, and here's what he wrote verbatim. He posted this on Sunday. I made this video privately made available to Governor Mundo's staff last week. This morning I received word she had not changed her mind. That's about the funerals. So I was trying to find out. You said you had not seen the video, but you know what someone on your staff did view it and did communicate with? Father Marcel Talion from St. Thomas More. His question, and it's a very thoughtful, short, 3-minute video, is about the number of people allowed at a funeral.
And I look at it, talk to my folks that are dealing with churches, and have Jen call you in a little bit.
Sure. Sounds good.
Governor Brian Crandall, just when phase one starts and you're allowing non-critical retail, just to be clear, would that also include the malls like Warwick and Providence Place? Although I guess Providence Place also depends on what the mayor does. But would that include mall spaces as well?
So what we're thinking of is not reopening indoor malls because we cannot guarantee, we cannot allow congregating, basically. We cannot allow any congregating. And by the way, we've been in touch with the mall owners and operators of all the major malls, and they've all told us they're not ready to reopen. So I think what we're going to do is if it's an outdoor mall like Garden City, then you will be allowed to open with the new restrictions. And if you have a door that faces the outside, you know, when you're a retailer, so like if you're a retailer on the perimeter, then we will allow you to open. That makes sense?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Governor, have you spoken to Mara Lorza about your plan for phase one, and are you two on the same page, or do you anticipate, you know, the mayor so far said he's supportive of your plan. We haven't seen himself yet, but have you two spoken about it?
Yes, we're working through it.
Do you think that Providence will go the way of the state on Saturday?
I don't know that. This is a real time, like today, tomorrow, working through it.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Alexander Scott, how are we on PPE throughout the state with the masking requirements? We're seeing a lot of people in surgical masks.
been able to really prioritize our healthcare workers by pushing out what we have to specialty docs and primary care docs, which is our focus. We do want to help make sure that critical infrastructure workers have the cloth face mask that they need to get the work done, and we'll work towards supporting that as well. So there is enough if people are able to buy cloth-based masks or the surgical masks, that's acceptable. We do not want members of the public going to buy N95 masks, because those need to be preserved for our healthcare workers caring for COVID-19 patients. Specifically the population that we want to have it, and it's important for us to message that, because that supply need that we are continuing to address.
Governor Raimondo, this is Tom Mooney. I have one question on your executive order on face coverings. Did you say toward the end that it would include civil penalties or not?
Yes. Yeah. So, yes, is the short version. And so I announced it today so people could start to get their